America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Great night last night at Enterprise Center as the Blues beat the Toronto Maple Leafs. Final score was 4-2, and we are joined by Executive Vice President, Chief Operating and Financial Officer of the St. Louis Blues, Steve Chapman. It is great to have you back on KMOX. Chappie, how you doing?
I'm good, Tommy. Great to hear you, man. How are you?
I am doing great. What a win for the Blues yesterday. It comes at a cost as they lose Philip Broberg for who knows how long. Let me start with that, actually. And again, this is Steve Chapman, Executive Vice President, Chief Revenue and Marketing Officer. He is not the coach or the GM or anything like that, so we're not asking for an injury report necessarily, but just your feelings watching Broberg go down. Boy, I hope that's not for long.
Well, you hate to see any time, right? Especially when it's lower body like that, because you just don't know. But I tell you what, he has been as advertised, and you got to tip your cap to Army and our entire hockey operations department, because that has been an incredible pickup for the team. And you know, to your point, we'll see. We'll find out what our medical crew comes back with on information, but we just hope he's back soon.
We know this. Everybody in that building loves Chief. And I know that Chief lost his job last year, but it happens in this business. And he is now the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs, but his heart will always be here. And you could see it last night, couldn't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, you said everybody in the building. Everybody in St. Louis loves Chief, including yours truly. I mean, first of all, we're all indebted to leading the Blues to a Stanley Cup. And but beyond that, he's just genuinely a wonderful human being, and down to earth, salt of the earth. The kind of guy you walk into Olby Clark's or something and just he's sitting there having a beer with the regulars. And he's just one of those people that you just smile when you think of him. So it was great to see him get the ovation that he got last night. It was well deserved. Certainly was not surprising at all. You could tell that it hit him in the feels, as they say. And it was great to see him back. But, you know, at the same time, he's the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and we're 2-0 against them. And so it seems like we've had some inspired play as well.
Yeah, I would agree with that. A 5-1 win up there, a 4-2 win last night. And maybe the people at the Hive there at Ballas and Old Ballas saw Craig Berube walked through the door. That's his spot, along with Obie Clark. Steve Chapman is with us, and this is a great time to go see the Blues, a 5-game homestand. After you vote on Tuesday, you can go see the Blues take on the Lightning. You got some seats available there.
We do, yeah. Tuesday night against the Lightning, and like you said, the Blues are back in town for the next week or so. So battling through some injuries, but we've got some young guys that are playing hard. And, Tommy, a hockey season, it's a marathon. And you just try to – you don't get too high, don't get too low, and just keep working to get better. And And hopefully we'll see that over the next week. But a good start for sure.
You have Country Music Night on November 7th as you'll take on the Utah Hockey Club. How are they enjoying the team in Utah from your estimation?
Well, it's gotten off to a great start. And first of all, a great ownership group there. The Smiths that also own the Utah Jazz. And, you know, it's an interesting building because it was not originally built to hold ice. And so right now they have a number of limited seats. I think they've only got about 11 or 12,000 seats that actually have a full view of the ice, but they're packing the place. And Arizona's been, you know, up and coming for a while, but they do have a lot of good young talent, obviously led by Clayton Keller. But if anybody goes out to Salt Lake to, you know, to hit Park City to go skiing or hiking during the summer, it's a great city, and it's you know, developing, and a lot of people are moving there, and so I think it will be very successful, and look forward to having them in the league.
You'll have a kids-themed night November 9th against Washington in honor of Louis' birthday, and then Veterans Day on the 12th against Boston. It is military night at Enterprise Center, a great building to go see high-quality NHL action. It's always fun when these teams come into town and the Blues fans pack the place. And speaking of that, you're going to have a lot of people coming in for the Frozen Four. Now, my understanding is the tickets actually go on sale tomorrow morning. Is that right? Now, those are going to be gobbled up, aren't they, by possible contenders?
Well, no, you're right. I mean, it's first of all, it's very limited ticketing that remains available because there's a number of pre-sales that go on within the NCAA, and then there's some pre-sales that go on with Blue season ticket holders and so on and so forth. But there are some tickets that will go on sale tomorrow morning. If you're interested in the Frozen Four, which let me just talk about that for a second, Tom.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the greatest NCAA championship events that I've ever been to. You know, you go to it and there's about 9 or 10,000 fans who show up every year, and they don't even have a team playing in the championship, right? They're there representing their schools, wearing their sweaters, and they'll inevitably pick somebody to root for, but they just go to every single championship every year, wherever it's at. And it's kind of a close-knit group. They all know each other or are familiar with each other. They're familiar with the event. And then the rest of the arena is, you know, generally filled with the local hockey fans and the fans of the competing schools. And you see some great hockey. The atmosphere is unbelievable. I've had the pleasure over the last few years to attend probably 7 or 8 of these things. And it's really something else. So if you can find tickets, I strongly encourage people to do it. It's just a great atmosphere and a great event.
I am with you on that. I went to the 2007 Frozen Four that was won by Michigan State. They beat Boston College. North Dakota and Maine were in that. That was at Enterprise Center, and it was an absolute blast. I mean, every second of it was a lot of fun. And they set attendance records back then in 2007. So I'd get to NCAAtickets.com immediately tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, for the sale to the general public. You just never know what we'll see, too. I mean, we might get one of our first-round picks in there. It's possible.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, if Minnesota makes it to the Final Four, which I would say there's definitely a strong chance that they could, you might see a future St. Louis Blue playing. So that's exactly right. But it's a great event, and it's just a lot of fun to watch. And anyway, you saw it back in 2007. St. Louis always shows up for, you know, these big events, whether it's been our Winter Classic, whether it's been the All-Star Game. I mean, obviously they showed up for, you know, for the Stanley Cup, but it's a great town that supports its sports and its teams, and we're really looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it as well. And looking forward to this. This has kind of snuck up on us now, which is the Winter Classic. The Blues will be taking on the Blackhawks at Wrigley Field. You heading up there, Chappie?
We will be up there, yeah. Really quite an honor for the Blues, Tommy, if you think about it. I remember in 2017, we had to do a lot of lobbying to convince the National Hockey League to bring the Winter Classic to a Midwestern town. And you know, really, for the most part, it was either in a Buffalo or something like that, but it was also, you know, it was always Boston, Chicago, New York. And I remember vividly, like they had actually recommended that we probably not do an alumni game because it would be tough to sell out two games. And we were like, yeah, you don't know St. Louis. And so sure enough, sold out, packed alumni game, and, you know, obviously packed the Winter Classic. But since that time, I think the response that they saw from, you know, the fans of St. Louis, the fans of the Blues, obviously got us to an invite into Minnesota. That was an unbelievable event, probably the coldest, event I've ever been to in my life. I think it was minus 14 when we walked into Target that afternoon. And this year we get invited to play the Blackhawks in Chicago. So it's a testament to the St. Louis Blues. It's a testament to the St. Louis Blues fan base. It'll be an unbelievable experience to play this game in Wrigley Field. Should be a lot of fun.
Tickets are hard to come by, but scan those secondary markets and see what you can find from the Blues Blackhawks at Winter Classic. Just a reminder that the Blues do support Amendment 2 to legalize sports betting. In our final 60 seconds, Steve Chapman, why are the Blues joining other sports teams in that support?
You know, I'm gonna make this really simple from a logical standpoint, because everybody has their own personal views and don't want to really get into anything along those lines. It's really simple from this standpoint. Right now, tens of million dollars are flowing out of the state of Missouri and the surrounding states. Tens of millions of dollars. Right now, tens of millions of dollars are being wagered illegally within the state. So do you want this money taxed, and you want it to go to a good cause, and you want it to be regulated? That's really, I think, one of the main things. The second thing is obviously the ability to keep revenue within the state, to keep revenue to go to education and those sorts of things. We believe in it because obviously we know that it creates activation, and the fans, we know just from our polling that our fans want it. But I just think at the end of the day, we can either keep money within the state of Missouri or we can send it outside the state of Missouri. And I hate to boil it down to something that simple, but I think it comes down to that. And so we support it for a lot of reasons, but I think that's a main one.
No, I understand. To hear that loud and clear, Steve Chapman, Executive Vice President, Chief Revenue and Marketing Officer for the St. Louis Blues. Thanks as always. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Tommy, thanks. Hey, congrats on your Hoosiers, man.
Oh, man. It is a dream. You know that. I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, brother.
Fellow Hoosier Joe Buck will be joining us here in just about 10 minutes, right after the 11 o'clock news. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.